Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
to be able to come back across these airways and skyways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all has been well with you and yours. And I just thank God for those of you that were able to tune in on this morning. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. I want to take this opportunity to send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours. Hallelujah. The last 24 hours, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you are not alone. Hallelujah. We want you to know that you have pilgrims and prayer warriors that's praying for you and with you in your hour of bereavement. Hallelujah. And so you might be alone, like I always first state. You might be bodily alone, but spiritually you have your kingdom family that's praying alongside of you, that God will restore your joy, hallelujah, back into your heart and soul. That is our prayer. And so you just be encouraged, because we know that weeping might endure for a night. But we know that joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. So we know that. With that being said, we know that this too, the Bible says, this too shall pass. So we just want you to be encouraged. And all right, I want you to, I want to present to some and introduce to others. He's a spiritual deity. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go down and we're going to acknowledge him on this morning. And every time that we approach this stadium, I mean this stage and this podium, we want to acknowledge God. He tells us to acknowledge me in all that you do, in all that you say in this spiritual journey, to acknowledge me, and I shall, hallelujah, direct your path. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So we just want you to come in to the chat room. I have your sitting availability for your listening pleasure. Hallelujah. I want you to just bring your beautiful selves on in and take your good seat, get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. And just allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Hallelujah. So like I said, I want you to just bring all your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your tablet, may it be your smartphone or your iPhone. Bring all your digital devices aboard, because we are in need of them. And so we just want you to just get comfortable. And right now, at this time, we're going to go into opening prayer. Father God, we come, hallelujah, with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you on this morning, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to unite and gather, God, once again, hallelujah, in unity, coming, God, around this spectrum, for we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on at this time is not our eternal destination, but we know that you have a home that's not built by mortal man, but you are the craftsman, you are the creator, you are the architect, God, and you have already prepared a place for those that love you, that are living according to your command, according to your will, God. And so we know that once you crack those clouds, one of these old historical mornings, hallelujah, Father God, we will just continue in your will and in your way. We continue to work. You said to work while it's day. So we were going to continue to work, God, while it's day, keeping our hand held firmly to the plow and never looking back, God. We're going to continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, hallelujah, pilgrims, traveling through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory and we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will let the church of God say amen and amen. And I will be with you an hour and 13 minutes now remaining. Hallelujah. And so half are going to go into the ministering part, and then the second phase will be the old ship of Zion. And at that time, you will be prompt to call in those of you that desire prayer. May it be to have a more loving family, togetherness, a more loving husband, wife, children, raise on your job, another job in its entirety. Maybe you want to pregnate and you want to have a baby. Maybe you want to get married. Maybe you want to have a financial increase. Whatever your prayer petition might be, the old ship of Zion is right here waiting to join hand in hand and go in prayer on your behalf. And we know that God is a God that will do what he say will do. God said, no good thing will he withhold from them that love him and that are living according to his will and his command. So we know that God is an answering prayer in God. And we're going to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We just thank you for just continue to keep the old ship of Zion apart of your listening archive, and for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. You might be saying, Overseer Ward, how can God bless me? How do he know that I'm listening? Well, I want you to know that God is sitting in his heavenly dominion, and God is sitting on the right-hand side of his Father, and he's not only sitting in heaven, but he's looking down on earth. And he knows what's going on, hallelujah, at all times. So God is looking over the good as well as the not so good. God knows who is serving him, and God knows who's not. So God is taking notes, and he's writing it down in the Lamb Book of Life. So like I said, God knows your area code. He knows your DNA. He knows your Social Security number. He knows your city and state. And so God will not get it twisted. It will not go to the wrong address and then be returned to sender. But God will get the package to his rightful owner. And that, my brother and my sister, you and you. Hallelujah. So right now, without any further ado, we're going to take you right now into a live program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so our sermon on this morning entitled Half-Baked Christian. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning entitled Half-Baked Christian. And so we're going to go to our first key scripture, and it reads this. It says that Ephraim is a cake unturned, but they do not return to the Lord their God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Hosea 7 and 8 through 10. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to move on down to our second key scripture, and it reads like this. It says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. All right, we're going to go on to our third key scripture, hallelujah, and it reads this. It says that by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 5 and 19. So we're going to go into the Word of God, and we're going to see what the Word of God talks about when you're talking about half-baked Christian. And I can truly tell you that a half-baked Christian, the Bible says, someone wanted to still continue to live in sin and still say they're a child of God. Now, we find out that the prophet Hosea, he used the tribe of Ephraim as a poetic representation of the northern kingdom of Israel. And we find out that in a colorful admonition, he wrote that Ephraim had become a cake unturned. And as we have far stated, that was our first key scripture coming out of the law of Hosea 7 and 8. And we know that in our today's world, in our today's society, we know that terminology, the prophet might have said that Ephraim was a half-baked and the people were like a pancake burned on one side but raw on the other side. We know that they took advantage of the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. They did not seek him with their whole heart. And we have people in our world today that just want the benefit of God. They don't want the benefit of serving God because they feel like it's too complicated. It's too hard to serve God. I have too much to put down, to put aside, to do away with. So I just want all the benefit that God has to offer. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us that when they needed help, they turned to other sources. Verses 10, 11, and 14 through 16. They had become tasteless and useless to God. So God was forced to judge them. But Jesus echoed the words of the prophet, although he had gentle words for the penitent sinners. He gave a scathing rebuke to the haughty and the self-righteous who wanted to live as they please. And we got people in this world today. They want to live like sinners. They want to live in the world, partake of the world. They want to swear. They want to lie. They want to cheat. They want to commit adultery, fornication. And they want to do everything like the world, but still have one foot in the church house. But we know that the Bible says you can't serve God and Satan at the same time, because the light cannot walk hand in hand with darkness. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that God was furious at the two-faced religious leaders who talked a good talk, but turned around and exploited their followers in the law of Matthew 23 and 13 through 30. We know that God is never soft on sin, because we know that God sent his only son to redeem you and I us from the penalty of sin. And John 3 and 16 tell us, hallelujah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And God says, let's not be half-baked Christians claiming God's forgiveness, but still living as we please. The Bible says that we must be separated. We have to be holy. He said that come out of the world and be ye separated, says the Lord. And we know that the only befitting response to God's mercy and grace is to serve him in humility and love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that God's grace is not license to live as you and I please, but it's liberty to please God. In all that we do, we should be striving every day to please God. In everything that we do, our lifestyle should be pleasing unto God. And if we err in any way, to quickly go to God and say, God, forgive me for that wrong thought. Because, you know, you can just think something that's not right, and that is a sin right there. You don't have to just physically do anything to be committed of a sin, but you can just have the wrong thoughts in your mind. And the Bible says that's a sin. But if you go to God and tell God, God, forgive me for the thought, maybe you want to get even with some family member, get even with a friend, somebody that has done you wrong, you know, that is a, we know that's a wrong thought, because God tells us that vengeance is mine. So, you know, we just have to step aside and allow God to be God in our lives. And God said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. God don't need us to do any repaying, because God will go before you and I and us. And God will do the repaying on our behalf. Hallelujah. And so we go, we reread our second key scripture, and the Bible tells us, he says, to let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And that scripture reading is coming once again out of the law of 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. And we find out that Paul readers had much to learn about clean living. They needed to develop a stronger hunger and thirst for righteousness. So the apostle pleaded with them to turn away from all filthiness. Hallelujah. He reminded them that God wants his people to separate themselves from spiritual garbage. Hallelujah. And we know that if cleanliness of the heart sounds unappealing, perhaps we've been satisfied with the crumbs of our earthly desires. We need to learn to savor the flavor of godliness. Father, forgive me and I and us for feeding and craving of our sinful flesh, and help us to cultivate instead the taste that your Holy Spirit wants to produce in you and I and us. Hallelujah. We know that if we desire to taste what's good and lose our taste for sin, we must, with ruthless honesty, expose the dirt within. We know that sin cannot flourish where godliness is cultivated. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that we got to live holy. We must live holy. There is no substitute. Hallelujah. God will accept nothing less but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We know that we have to live holy if we want to see God. When he cracked those clouds, one historical day, we got to keep the breastplate of righteousness on and live holy and be presentable. Hallelujah. Disciples of Jesus Christ. God, tell us to let your light so shine that men can see your work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. We are here to glorify Christ, and that people can see Christ in us and living in and through us. Hallelujah. I tell you, I was in the grocery aisle just a couple of nights ago and met an individual just walking along with my cart, and we just said hi to one another, and it went on, and it just, I mean, it's just kind of like a paint that spilled over, and it just ran all over the place. We stood there talking about the goodness of God, I know, for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, just talking about the goodness of God. And the guy told me, he said, I could tell that you was a woman of God. And I said, well, you know, I could tell that you was a man of God as well, because God said that we should know each other by the fruit we bear. So we know that if we live in the life of Christ on the inside, God is living inside of us, and he's taken up residence in our heart, and in our heart, that what's on the inside will show up on the outside. And so we just had a good time talking about the goodness of the Lord. But now we're going to go back, and we're going to finish up, because we know that time is critically moving right along. And so we're going to read back our third key scripture, and it will says, by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. And that scripture reading up once again is coming from the law of Romans 5:19. Now, the Bible tells us that the Apostle Paul gave us a broader view of such perfect little infants when he wrote, through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgressions of Adam. And that scripture reading is coming out of law, Romans 5:12-14. In other words, we find out that every child is born with a tendency to sin. But that's not Paul's final word. He also wrote about Jesus, the last Adam. Jesus, who became life-giving spirit. And that scripture reading can be found in the law of 1 Corinthians 15:45. And we find out that long after man's first sin, a baby was born who was God incarnate. That's in the law of John 1:14. That was God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for you and I and us. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 5:21. But you know, when you and I, and us, when we trust Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior, the Holy Spirit creates within you and I, and us, a new desire to do what is pleasing to God, not what is pleasing to the flesh, but what is pleasing and acceptable to God. We know that the flesh still has its pull, but the pull of the Spirit is stronger. We know that in the first Adam, we're all sinners. But let's consecrate on who we are in the last Adam. We know that one with Adam are we all. One with Adam in his fall. But another Adam came, fallen sinners to reclaim. We know that if anyone is in Christ, the Bible tells you and not us, that he is a new creature. And all things has passed away, and behold, all things, the Bible says, has become new. Hallelujah. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're going to try to speed up here so we can bring you a little bit of our second part of our program, Hymns of Zion. And so we know that the Bible tells us that he who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will surely be destroyed. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Proverbs 29:1. And so we're told that there was a major fire that had broke out in the state of New Jersey. And there was an intense heat that had buckled part of the highway and forced the closing of the East Coast artery. And so the report went on to say that that an investigation was brought to light of a long-standing problem, and it revealed that the fire broke out in a dump site in which the construction debris had been collecting for many years. The owners of the site had been convicted of a multi-million dollar conspiracy to allow the illegal dumping of construction debris. But appeal in a federal court, a state frustrated the New Jersey effort to clean up the area. But until that day after the fire, the state appeal court ordered the operator of the dump to stop accepting trash and began cleaning the site. And so the story goes on to say that most of our problems in today's world is that our problems don't just happen, but they are the result of a long series of bad decisions. We know that 2 Chronicles illustrates that this reminds us that God will not allow you and I and us, his children, to continue in sin. Even though he is long-suffering, his patience has a limit. And if you and I and us, if we don't correct the problem ourselves, we can be sure that he will discipline us. Hallelujah. So you and I, we must clean up the trash in our lives today. Lord, help us, help me, help you and us to see our hidden sins, those secret wrongs that lurks within. I would confess them all to thee. Transparent I would always be. And we know that the most deadly sin do not leap upon us, but they creep upon you and at us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we coming on in because we know that time is of an essence. I don't know if I will actually get to read all of this because, like I said, we know that time is moving aggressively along. And so if I am to get you some of the hymns of Zion, I know you want to get to hear some of the hymns of Zion on this morning. And I want to bring you some hymns of Zion because it will uplift, it will definitely uplift your spirit and encourage your heart, you know, because we know that we all need to be lifted. We all need to be encouraged, you know, and on this daily journey, we all need to be encouraged. And the Bible tells us that we are to encourage one another, you know, as long as it is day, we are to encourage one another. And so, you know, and a lot of times when you can't, you know, have anybody to encourage you, then you just start feasting off the word of God, because God can encourage you by, you know, just feeding on his word. And so, like I said, the Bible tells us that if we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So it is within you and I that some are our small mars and perfections that others can see, but they can see it, but we can't. Then as we study God's word, the true light of the Lord, Jesus Christ, shines upon you and I and us, and it exposes our mar flaws, becomes alarming visibly, his pure character, genuine love, and unmixed motives reveal specks of sinfulness in everything you and I and us do. We know that little white lies, selfish anger, small hypocrites, and muddy motives stand out vividly, and they are in all of us to some degree. So we know that the Apostle John, he wrote that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Hallelujah. In John, 1 John 1 and 18. But thank God, he tell us that if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. When we confess our sins, he intercedes with the Father on yours and mine on our behalf. When we confess our shortcomings, God cleans you and I and us, even those tiny specks we don't always see. We know that detecting sin is the first step to deliverance from sin. Hallelujah. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. So your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. So we're going to now open the lines of prayer for your prayer request. The lines are open. Your number to dial and talk live with the host and moderator is 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74. You can call in with your prayer petition. All right, we're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion. We want you to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. We want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you be blessed. Excuse me. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah. Like I said, to uplift your spirit and encourage your mind. So until we meet again, you go in God and let God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
So we want to take a little time to say
and receive your pain. I will not stand and be disrespected and have you call me out my name.
Bright sunshine, new mercies I receive, 'cause the Lord is kind.
is my all, my everything. Yeah. She's the center of my joy, the reason why I say amen.
Because in all blessings we don't have a room.
My man is worth enough. He'll dry your eyes.
flower, poacher.
Get out the way and let the gentleman stand. Pray your haters be getting salty, 'cause I gotta get with Jesus now. Can you feel me?